Pat Berger, a local farmer and a regular on the station, is here to talk to us a little bit, just a bit about what's been going on this summer out in the gardens and what you can find at the farmer's market. Thank you so much, Pat, for being with us this morning.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yes, it's always fun to see you at the farmer's market and elsewhere. And I don't know, Pat, I think you've been coming on the radio for quite a few years now.
I think it's been a few anyway.
Yeah.
I can't believe this is my, this is my sixth farmer's market season in Two Harbors.
So, yeah.
I guess time flies when you're having fun,
I
right?
guess it does, because I think I interviewed you in your first year here. I remember when you were selling celery and when you were selling apples, because those were things I was looking for specifically, and you were the one that had them. So tell us a little bit about this year. I mean, from a non-farmer perspective, we are hearing a lot about drought. It feels like it's been kind of a cool summer, even though it's globally the warmest month on record, or July was. But what does it look like on the ground?
Well, so we did get off to kind of a slow start. You know, we had all that snow, and it melted very slowly in the spring. So things kind of got slow going, and then we got very dry. You know, I think we had no real rain to speak of for 6 or 8 weeks. So that was challenging to keep, you know, the starts or to get seeds to germinate. It was just so dry. So I did a fair amount of at least irrigating, trying to keep things going until we got some real rain. And then you're right. I mean, it has been a little, I think, cooler, cloudier. You know, we've been getting some more rain recently, but then the last couple summers have been. So that would be if I were to guess, I'd say we've had less sun and, you know, somewhat cooler weather. But overall, you know, things actually, I think, have kind of caught up now. I would say, generally speaking, for most people, this is kind of peak season.
Yeah.
You know, this is the peak. Pretty much everything is, you know, getting ready now for harvest. We'd have a few, you know, Brussels sprouts are not quite here yet. The winter squash, not quite here yet. But pretty much everything else is just really taken off.
That's
so I'm
great.
Busy harvesting almost every day, it seems like, at least. And, yeah, so I would expect at the farmer's market to see, you know, people with, you know, cucumbers, more and more tomatoes coming on.
Yep.
A lot of people have pulled their garlic. Mine's starting to, you know, I pulled it maybe 2 weeks ago, so it's dried and getting that cleaned up. So I think you should see some new garlic. Onions are coming out of the garden. You know, the summer squash still seems to be, you know, coming on. Carrots, beets, potatoes, lots of stuff that should be coming out of the ground or being harvested now that I think you'll see at the farmer's market tomorrow. The apples. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, tell me about apples.
Yeah, the apples, I mean, my trees are loaded, really loaded. Now, I would say my personal experience this year, the apples are smaller, and I would say that's because of the drought. So early on when they were forming, there just wasn't a lot of moisture, and, you know, my apples are... trees are spread out. I don't do any irrigating or watering with those. So, although there's a lot, and I think you maybe will see some at the market tomorrow. I know Clover Valley Farms has started to harvest some of theirs. I haven't harvested any yet, but I will be soon doing that. And so I think that there should be a lot of good produce tomorrow at the market.
That sounds lovely. I always think of August as a time when, actually, even late August, when we can get really beyond the green leafy phase and just really have color and just, like tomatoes and carrots, all the beautiful, beautiful beets. I think, I don't know, my experience at the farmer's market is that beets sell out quickly. It seems like there are some people that really don't like beets, but if you love beets, you really love beets. And
I would have to agree. I grow three different kinds of colors of beets, I should say, red and the golden, and then also, I pronounce it chayoga, but I don't know if that's the right way, but those have red, they have like a white stripe inside. They do sell out fast. And I have a lot of people that just get beets from me because they want to do pickled beets or, you know, some or you know, freeze them or, you know, keep them or whatever. But, yeah, beets tend to go pretty fast. And they are a nice, colorful vegetable to add to your plate.
They are. Sure. They're just so beautiful.
Yeah, the other thing I was going to say about being a good year, I know I'm not 100% sure, like, on the strawberries, but I know it was a really good year for blueberries. So whatever the combination of the winter weather, the spring weather, and then, you know, maybe getting rain at the right time, blueberries, very plentiful this year, in which we're, you know, coming to the end of the season, but they seemed like they did really well this year.
Yes. I think, yeah, there may even still be some blueberries out there. I know we were picking within the last week, and it seemed like there are plenty still. So my guess is, yeah, it's a combination of the heavy snow and then they took the right combination of sun and rain or whatever. Now, when you talk about the dry, I know that I'm always interested to hear, like, if you do not have irrigation, is it pretty much hopeless on a year like this? Does everyone have irrigation and they're just sort of keeping their plants minimally watered to at least keep them going, even if it's not as, they can't probably thrive as the same as with its rain?
Yeah, I don't think everybody does. I heard a lot about poor germination of seeds.
Yeah.
And that was mainly due, again, to the dry conditions, and then just having problems, like I said, if you're setting out, you know, new starts of plants and it's, you know, 70 degrees out and sunny. Oh, and the other thing is it seems real windy. Wind is real drying also,
right,
you know, to the ground. So I did talk to several people who said they had, you know, very serious germination issues, dry, and didn't really have any irrigation abilities. And some people I know, not necessarily with people that sell at the farmer's market or anything, but just personal gardens, they maybe tried to put it one in and then things just didn't go and they didn't try again, or they didn't even try at all. They were waiting for rain to come in, you know, in June to plant out little plants or seeds, and it just didn't come, you know.
Yeah.
And so they just like, yeah, I didn't even do my garden this year because it was so dry. You know, and they just didn't have the ability to, they didn't have the ability, or they just didn't want to use their water in that way, let's say.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Is it possible to plant super late? Like, are people planting things like lettuce in August in hopes of a second planting?
Absolutely. There's some things, you know, you could go back to planting lettuce and radishes and, you know, some of the other greens, kale, probably Swiss chard, you know, things that like cooler weather. A lot of people do a fall planting. I just planted, well, at the beginning of August, planted another bed of carrots and beets, hoping that they'll develop before we get a frost, but
yeah,
not sure.
It's,
you know,
always a gamble.
Always a gamble here, that's for sure.
Yeah,
so.
Yep. And then, you know, one of my goals for the community is that you always sell out at the farmer's market. It just seems like that should be a given, even at the height of the season. How would you say the market has been as far as demand and supply this year?
Well, for me, and the demand for fresh veggies has been pretty high.
There's good.
Not a ton of people that at the farmer's market, not everybody has vegetables, and you
right.
know, coming in at different times, but I have gone home with very little to nothing vegetable-wise after the market, which is the way you want it to be. And then, you know, we've added the farm trail, and so some people that can't get to the market, you know, are coming out to the farm stands on Sundays. So that's been good too. But yeah, I pretty much go home with nothing in the line of vegetables.
That's really great to hear. And you're part of the farm trail. Would you say that has been, you sell a significant amount of produce during that time too, or how's that been going?
Yeah, pretty much. I would say for the most part, again, all of the vegetables that I put out on the farm stand on Sunday are gone, you know, so.
That is great.
Yeah, those go really fast. And, you know, I have a few other things out there that aren't vegetables, and, you know, people buy those too, but the veggies do pretty much go each week. So that's good news, and it sounds like from the other Farm Trail members that they're having similar outcomes with their stands as well.
Awesome. And then let's just finish with a quick reminder about this Sunday's Farm Fest.
Yeah, so the 11 farms of the Clover Valley Farm Trail are putting on a Clover Valley Farm Fest. It's going to be at Agate Acres, which is at 1109 Two Harbors Road, this Sunday, August 27th from noon to 4. And we've got some music. We have the 11 of us will have things for sale, but there will also be other vendors there with other products. There'll be several demonstrations going on of different things, a food truck, some kids' activities. So we're looking forward to a beautiful afternoon of just, you know, people understanding what the local access to food is. Meet your farmer, you know, who has that stand out at the road, or who have you been getting, you know, your veggies from? So we'll all be there and visiting with people and demonstrating things and just, you know, just celebrating with the community.
Yeah.
At this harvest time of the year.
Sounds like a wonderful event combining community and food. What could be better?
Absolutely.
Yes.
I agree with you on that.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Pat. We're out of time, but it's been wonderful to hear from you, and I'm sure I'll have you again.
All righty. Everybody have a great day. Hope to see you on Sunday.
That's right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
That was Pat Berger, a local farmer from the area.